So then they started just running maybe 20 head of cattle on it. It's not a big producing operation.
How many acres does it take to support?
Well, it depends. Now, down near the river, you could probably put a couple on an acre at least. But there's a lot of the high country that's just brush and pretty much bare limestone rock. And it would take several acres to a cow, I think.
The inside part of the cherry.
The pit or the cherry stone? I would say the pit.
Okay. What about in a peach?
Peach seed.
And the part inside the seed?
I don't have a name for that.
What do you call the kind of peach that the flesh is real tight against the seed?
Clingstone.
And the other kind?
Freestone.
And the part of the apple that you don't eat?
The core.
And when you cut up apples and dry them, you say you're making?
Dried apples. There's probably a name for it, but I would say dried apples.
What about snit?
No, no. I think that would be more like another Eastern Pennsylvania term. Mm-hmm. I think of having read a book about a little girl who grew up on a Pennsylvania farm and they had snit. And they were Germans.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think it is a German.
So, but I have never heard it used outside of that book.
What different kinds of nuts would people get around here?
Mostly pecans. That's the most prevalent nut. You can find black walnuts mainly a little bit north of here. They're hickory nuts, but people don't eat the ones that grow here.
What's the kind of nut that grows in the ground?
Peanuts. Lots of peanuts around here.
Any other name for peanuts?
I've heard them called ground nuts, but that's more country term too. And even the people who said ground nuts would call them peanuts about as often.
Mm-hmm. What on a walnut, when it first comes off a tree, it's got a soft green covering on it?
That's a husk. You get those on pecans too.
Okay, and when you take that off, you still have to crack
the shell.
And the kind of nut that, I don't think it grows here unless it's down in the valley, but it's shaped kind of like your eye.
The almond?
Okay, does it grow in here?
It might grow in the valley, I don't know. Mostly the almonds I've seen are in California.
Mm-hmm. What kind of climate does it take?
I think it takes a moderate climate that doesn't get too hot but doesn't freeze. I don't know for sure.
What different things would people raise in the garden around here?
Well, probably tomatoes, green peppers, green onions.
What do you mean green onions?
Well, generally speaking, although my sister-in-law does raise some onions, she primarily raises the little ones that you eat the whole thing of, which, including the green tops, before the bulb has swelled very much bigger than the stem part.
Mm-hmm.
And she does grow some white onions that where she lets them stay in the ground. It's the same onion. It's just that you pull it early and eat it tops and all as a green onion, and you eat it more as a relish, or you chop it up and put it in food. And the white onions are stronger flavored after the bulb gets big. You also grow lots of different kinds of greens: turnip greens, collard greens, mustard greens, lettuces only in the winter. It's too hot for lettuce in the summer. You grow beets, radishes, cabbages, eggplant, squash, lots of kinds of beans.
What do you call, what general kinds of beans are there?
Green beans or string beans, and...
Is that the same?
That's the same to me. Black-eyed peas grow in a bean-shaped pod, but you throw away the pod and shell the beans.
Uh-huh.
The black-eyed peas. You grow lima beans. And when you dry them, you call them butter beans.